Yeah, 1690, welcome back to the Come Up. I'm your host, the White Boy with Sauce, Matteo Sorgiovanni. Tonight, guys, we have our last episode of the year. I know it's sad, but I'll be back in the new year stronger than ever. We're going to have episodes up until April. We are fully booked, so remember, if you guys want to come to the show, be sure to hit me up on my IG. Tonight, guys, we have our Christmas episode with the one and only Deli K. But before that, we have three new songs we are premiering tonight. We have three new singles. We have one from Young Dope, who's going to be having his new single called God. We also have Jay with his new EP Vibeaholic, and we also have Sauslin with his new single called Humble. Tonight is going to be a pretty busy night, but I'm happy it is, because we're going to end a year on a strong note. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited, because tonight's also going to be really, really dope. So without further ado, guys, we're going to be playing Young Dope first. So this is Young Dope, God, only on 1690 The Come Up. Let's get it.
Wonderful, don't bless me for my mama womb. I trolley for you, mojuba for you, ah, kini womb. I dance out for you, I rubo a drum. There's no one like you, ah, there's no one like you. Aleshele we, there's no one like you, sa, there's no one like you. Unteshe for me, okoja dola, ah, okoja dola. Unteshe for me, okoja nera, ah. Okoja nera, unteshe for me, okoja sefa, okoja sefa, unteshe for me. That's why I say, that's why I say, Oluwa, Oluwa wa wa, Oluwa wa 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 wa, Oluwa, Oluwa wa wa, Oluwa wa wa, Oluwa, Oluwa, Oluwa wa wa, Oluwa wa wa. I dey elevate, promotion for me, I dey expansion. Musically, mama educate. All of these things I say now by increase. Oh yeah, milenu, oh mummy gentle. Oh yeah, milenu, I settle for you, I settle, I settle. Unteshe for me, okoja dola, okoja dola. Unteshe for me, okoja nera, okoja nera. Unteshe for me, okoja sefa. Okoja sefa, unteshe for me. That's why I say, that's why I say, Oluwa, Oluwa wa wa, Oluwa wa 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 wa, Oluwa, Oluwa wa wa, Oluwa wa wa, Oluwa, Oluwa, Oluwa wa wa, Oluwa wa wa, Oluwa, Oluwa, Oluwa wa wa.
Yes, sir, that was Young Dope, God. That's literally the name of this song, but I'm not just saying God because, you know what I mean. Tonight, guys, we have a very special guest with us. We always have a special guest, but tonight's extra special. Not just because it's Christmas and it's red, but that's, who cares? Tonight, we have the one, the only, Deli K. Yo, give it up for Deli K, everyone. How are we feeling?
Yo, shout out. I'm feeling great, to be honest.
Yes, ma'am.
It's not, like, I think it's my first time on the radio, though.
No way.
Yeah, it's my first time,
ooh,
yo.
This is going to be fun.
It's actually cool. Nice, yo.
It's cool. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be awesome. And let's have some fun, for real. All
right.
This is your first time being interviewed, too?
No, it's not my first time. I did, like, with DJ Tokyo.
What?
Like, it was amazing, not gonna lie. Like, this shit was insane.
All right. We'll talk more about that soon. But for now, let's talk about who you are. Let's give the viewers a basic introduction to you. So, who are you?
So, actually, I'm Delike. I'm 20 years old. I'm from Montreal. I make music since my 16 years old. I did some auditions in Star Academy in Montreal too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing like drill, R&B type beat. I write my own songs and I have a songwriter too. Actually, I love to talk about like my evolution and
okay. What
I do actually in my life, but I'm not gonna talk more about it, but yeah. Actually, I do talk about like fake friends, what they did to me and the fact that I'm loyal and all that. I do talk about cash too, but
yeah. In
the right way, right?
100%.
I'm trying to do it like in the right way with business and maybe one day I'll do money with music. I don't know yet, but it's my goal, right?
Two birds, one stone, for real.
Right?
So you have a lot of lore. This is kind of cool. Okay, tea, money, Boston Tea Party. That's cool.
Yes.
That's pretty lit.
I got a lot of ambitions.
That's cool.
Yes.
That's really cool. So how long have you been making music for? How long?
It's been like since my 12 years old.
Since
like,
you were 12. Okay, cool.
Since I was 12? And, like, my brother, like, heard me, like, singing in my room. He was like, yo, you have so much a nice voice. Like, why are you not going to the studio and shit? I was like, yo, I'm too shy for that and all that. But, like, I was going to the studio since my, like, 13. I made some beats, but, like, some of them, like, I don't really like them. I never post them to.
Okay.
I post No Live, though, actually.
Yeah.
My first song that I actually posted, and I was like, yo, you know what, this song was actually amazing. I spent a lot of money too on it, and
it's expensive.
It was expensive. No Love, bro, it was my arm, bro.
Yeah,
literally.
I feel you.
But it went really well. People really like really liked it. I did a lot of shows with it and it went crazy.
For real, it's a great song. I think I've seen you perform it once live too at a KidX event.
KidX. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Shout out, Bimbo.
I did. Yes, shout out.
But that's really cool. So once you dropped that one song, everything just like snowballed after and like you just kept dropping more and more and more.
Exactly, yeah.
That's really cool. So would you say like after that one barrier was down, it became easier to release more music?
I mean, they actually forced me to drop No Love.
Damn.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. Because I'm so much a shy girl, like, with music and stuff. Like, I know it, like, you cannot see it right now. But, like, before, like, going to the show and stuff, like, I gotta drink alcohol and smoke weed, you know, before, like, just to be good, you know? So, like, when I did No Love, everybody was like, yo, if you're not dropping that, bro, yo, you will, like, you will know, like, what's gonna happen after? No. Like, I'm like, what do you mean about it, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, they literally forced me to drop No Love. And then after that, I was like, yo, you know what? Like, I gotta, like, drop more. And, like, let people know, like, I do sing and I do rap, too. Like, I do both. And I'm versatile, you know?
100%.
I can do, like, a lot of stuff.
That's really cool. Nah, honestly, I think sometimes it's good to have a good crowd around you to, like, push you out of your shell.
Mm-hmm.
That way, because, like, they might know your potential. And, like, I feel like sometimes we hold ourselves back. So having a good crowd can also make you get to where you are. And I think it's great that they, like, obviously, if you're not, you don't want to force yourself, but, like, it's great that they did it in a good way, a positive way. Because now you kept dropping more stuff, and it's awesome. Like, your last project was Raw Season, right?
Yep, it was Raw Season.
That was great. That was a great EP. Can we hear more about that soon? Like more and more music?
Yes, for sure.
100%.
Like, I'm gonna have a feat soon.
Ooh.
With like an artist of like the States.
No way.
Yep. His name is J-Rock, and we have a feat since, like, it's been a long time. Like, I didn't drop it because, like, there was some problem with the mix, the master, and, like, yo, it was driving me crazy, not gonna lie. But right now, like, it's mastered. Like, I'm just waiting on to receive the song, actually, the final results. And it's maybe gonna drop, like, next month, maybe, like.
Ooh, yeah. I'm excited. We're gonna I'm really excited. Real soon. I don't think we've ever had a person from the States. Oh, the first for everything. Actually, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I hope. I hope it's gonna be like.
I'm sure it's gonna be awesome. Don't worry.
It'll have to, bro.
Of course. And what was that like working on Raw Season?
Huh?
What was it like working on Raw Season, like the last EP?
It was hard.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, cause I'm talking about like a lot of stuff about me. I'm introducing me into music and, like, explaining people into my music, like, what I've been through recently. And I'm talking about my shows, too, like, the fact that I, like, it took me a lot of things to actually, like, pull up on stage and do my music, you know, like, yeah. It takes me a lot of energy and money, too, so, like, yeah.
100%. Sometimes we gotta be vulnerable and we gotta, like, put ourselves in a tricky situation to get art out.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's a sacrifice, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's worth it because you know what? It was awesome. And I'm glad you kind of did that because it's awesome. Anyways, we're going to play something from Raw Season 2. We're going to be playing Spice and we're going to be playing No Love. So guys, without further ado, this is 69 The Come Up with Deli K. We're going to be playing Raw Season Spice by Deli K. Let's get it.
And I'm still gonna add my spice. For me to get this high, I just had to break the ice. They call me Deli K, I'm Deli K for a reason. Dedicated to the moment, you can play this any season. My name is Deli K, and I'm always on fleek. I'm following my vision, so I live the life I dream. I'm mature, but I grew up in the wrong. Was I meant to be broken, so I live above them all. I got flow, I'm the motion. Game is looking sick, I came through with a potion. Gotta get ready, I got things. Talk about too many thoughts in my head. It's like I gotta let them out. Always focused on your grind, stuck up for a better life. Secure the bag now, let her in my bitch on the front. Who gonna do the work for you? Do you know it's right side? Make sure you do, or else you might be in for a surprise. If you got it right, I might be unseasoned. I'm still gonna add my spice. For me to get this high, I just had to break the ice. They call me Deli K, I'm Deli K for a reason. Dedicated to the moment, you can play this any season. I got way too many flows, I'm on a wave. Intentions so pure, can't get touched by toxic waste. Gotta win, then another, I won't stray. Drop that beat, take my peace, and then I'll fade. I might be unseasoned, I'm still gonna add my spice. For me to get this high, I just had to break the ice. They call me Deli K, I'm Deli K for a reason. Dedicated to the moment, you can play this any season. say my name, it's gonna catch up to you. No, I'm not ashamed. You lost your power over me. I'll never be the same. I was so hurt with you. Now my mind is breaking down. Picked up the pieces, you was not around. Isn't what you wanted. Look what you've done. I just hope you're proud. Cause I'm gone for good. You will never get a chance to hurt me now.
For the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more, join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
Hey, it's Alicia Clara. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM.
We back at it again with the come up. White Boy with Sauce with Deli K. How are you feeling, Deli K?
I'm feeling good. How about you?
I'm feeling good. I'm in the Christmas spirit. I regret not putting Christmas instrumentals in the background. That would have been so cool.
Yo, where's your bonnet?
With my brother.
Your bonnet.
My bonnet?
You had a Christmas bonnet. Like,
the Santa hat?
The Santa hat? A Christmas bonnet? Okay. Low-key, I would like a Christmas bonnet.
Talking about Christmas, yo.
Yo, Merry Christmas, guys. I'm going to wear it. You know what? Just because you asked, I'm going to wear it. Hold on. Ho, 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 guys.
Yo, what's my gift?
What's your gift? It's me, bro. I'm the gift. Because, bro, I'm literally Santa Claus.
Yo, no way. Yo, I was looking for you when I was a kid. Where was you? Where were you?
You were bad. You are a bad kid, bro. Screw that. I'm only giving presents to the good ones, bro. But yeah, Merry Christmas, guys. We're a bit early, but better earlier than later. Because why not? We don't do Hanukkah. No, I'm joking. Anyways, guys. So we're going to talk more about your music. We just listened to No Love. Awesome song. It was lit. It was awesome. We were talking about during the ad break your producer pushing you in a good way respectfully.
I'm gonna give a shout out to Vicey, my producer. You know, he's been like pushing me to my limits, but my best limits, my best like version of me.
100%.
Yeah, what I was saying like 2 minutes ago. My producer, bro, he's the type of producer, like, he's gonna make you, like, repeat the same sentence, like, 20 times if you need to do it 20 times, you know? But, like, sometimes I'm just like, yo, bro, like, can you just come in the booth and do it for me? Like, at this
if
point,
you think
like,
you're better than me, just do it yourself.
Just do it yourself.
Fair enough.
Yo, but, like, but this kind of producer, like, it's good because he actually cares.
100%.
He actually cares, because I do know some of the producers. Like, he's going to tell you, yeah, that song is good, but it's not, you know? And he actually wants the perfections of the songs, and that's what I like. But, yeah.
Tough love.
Tough love.
Sometimes we all need tough love, because sometimes from the people that we least expect it from, they want us to do our best, and they want us to reach our potential.
Yeah.
And obviously that's what you wanted. Was it a bit rough? Maybe. Who cares? But you know what? At the end of the day, it worked out. It was awesome.
It did.
It was lit.
Yeah.
Would you say you had a similar experience since No Love? Like, with that song? Or, like, did you have any other troubles around your other songs? Or, like, process of it?
To be honest, I think, like, worst season was a real challenge for me.
Really?
Because it's been a long time I didn't, like, rap. Like, really rap on drill. Like, it's been a long time, like, I think since my 16 years old.
Damn.
But now, it was a challenge because, I stopped talking in English for a little bit of time, you know?
Or,
so, like, my words couldn't work out. I was, like, going crazy in the booth. I was like, yo, why it's not working, you know? Like, it takes me a lot of time to actually get the words and make this song, like, actually, like, get to the perfection that I want to.
100%.
But, yeah, it was actually hard to make. But we did, like, had a good, like, final results. So, I'm still, like... It's still fine for me, but, you know, like, yeah.
100%.
I still got things to work on, but the next beat that I'm gonna drop is gonna be more, like, tough than those ones. I'm telling you.
Ooh, okay.
I'm telling you.
Okay, I'll remember that. We're gonna come back to that song when it releases. I'm gonna say if you were right or wrong.
Yeah.
I have faith, but I will be honest. I'm joking. I will judge you. But that's really cool. How long did Raw Season take to make?
Season, maybe like 10 hours, not even
the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Really?
I went like one day to the studio, we write the songs all together, make sure like everything's fine, and then the other day we just recorded like 1, 2, 3. And oh no, All the Love, I did it at Toronto, by the way.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't remember the studio, but that guy, bro,
his what,
like, amazing, bro, like, amazing, like, in 1 hour, like, the song was already done, finished, and ready to go, you know?
100%, okay, yeah, so he knew what he was doing.
He knew what we was doing, like, he was the first producer, like, we don't need to talk to actually know, like, what we're doing, you know?
Okay.
And it was my first time, and we actually connected, and...
He read your mind.
He read my mind, like...
Oh my god, that's rare.
Better than me, though.
Better than you. Okay, so he knew what you wanted before you even knew
exactly
what you needed. That's scary, but that's actually kind of cool, though, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Having a good producer is always, like, a good foundation, because without a good producer, it just goes all downhill, I feel like.
Exactly. But, like, yeah, what I was saying is, like, it takes me literally, like, not even, like, 6 hours to actually record Worst Season, and it goes like that.
Damn.
Like, it's just like you need the inspiration, and when you get the inspiration, like, everything goes fine. It's fine. Like, it went, like, everything, like, went, like, goes better. Like, no,
honestly, that's like, really cool. Yeah. But I wasn't expecting 10 hours, I was expecting like a week, 2 weeks. Nah, speedrun that shit. 10 hours, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, actually, 10 hours to make the EP. But, yeah, hope I have, like, more album comes, like, that's coming soon, but right now it's just feet and single, but, yeah.
Feet. Oh, like, songs you're featured on, I heard, like, oh, just,
yeah.
Like, feet, oh, okay. All right, to each their own, I guess.
This guy.
All right. That's cool. Wait, so... Would you say for your future projects, you're also going to spend 10 hours, or you want to, like, take longer?
Maybe more time on
more
it.
Time?
More time on it to really, like... Because I don't know if, like, when people listen to my songs, they actually feel my emotions. But I think, like, I got to put more energy in, like... More, like... More of me, you know?
More of you, 100%.
Exactly.
I'm sure, well, with Raw Season, I thought it was pretty well put together. I think it was a very energetic, really felt everything that was supposed to be felt. And I think that was really cool. Let me ask you this, though. Do you think an album or a song that was taken longer to make is automatically considered better compared to a song that was made like in 10 seconds?
No.
Cool.
No, it depends.
It depends.
It depends, like, the artist, you know? Like, some of the artists, like, they could like, literally, like, do a freestyle in front of you and just record it tomorrow, you know?
100%.
Like, there's some of their artists, they're so good, and they're doing it for a long time ago, you know? So, but, like, people like me, you know, like, takes more time. Maybe, like, taking more time to actually, like, do a good thing, it actually can, like, work better than that.
100%. It's a very flexible answer, I find.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. And it's impressive that you can do so much with such little time.
Yeah.
Like, because 10 hours is crazy.
Yeah, I know. Me either. I couldn't think, like, I could do it in 10 hours, but I did.
It's very impressive. That's really cool.
I did. When you got no choice and you're short on money, though, you'll do it.
Oh, 100%.
You'll do it.
They charge you. They charge you per the hour.
I'm telling you. When you're going to see the price for an EP, you're going to be like, shit, I can do it in 10 hours. Don't worry about it.
Let me ask you this. How long does it take you to write your own music?
To be honest, it can take me one day to 2 days. Take me, like, a lot of time, to be honest. I think, like, maybe No Love takes me a lot more time because, like, you're singing.
Uh-huh.
But when you're rapping, like, minutes, hours.
Damn.
A day, 2 days. Depends the song.
It depends on the song. Nah, low-key, because, like, I've seen a lot of people struggle with writing. A lot of people freestyle on the show.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they don't, like, write their own bars. It's like, okay, well, here's this sounds cool, so I'm just going to say it, and after I'm going to find something else. But I think it's really cool that we have, like, a lyricist with us right now. I think that's pretty cool. But it's very, like, cool to see. When it comes to also, like, performing your song, like, in the studio compared to live in person, how would you say it's different, per se? Because I've seen you live before, like, perform live, like, I think twice now.
Oh, really? You was there, or, like...
Yeah, I was there at the KidX event.
Yeah, right.
And the other one, I completely forgot which one it was. I'm having such a blank. It's like a horrible... Not the point. But how would you say, like, the comparisons are?
I say, like, when you're at the studio, like, you're by your own, right? So, like, nobody's watching you. It's just, like, your producer listens to you. So, like, you're kind of, like, comfortable with yourself. And you can, like, literally... sing with your own voice, your real voice, you know, like, without being, like, shy or nothing, or have anxiety. But when you're on the scene and you're actually doing a show, you're gonna have more stress, and your voice is not gonna be the same as it was in the booth. So that's why, like, me, actually, like, I know there's some difference in my voice when I'm actually doing a show and I'm in the booth. Like, it's 100% sure, like, for real.
That's really cool. But I do think, like, I feel like it's an interesting comparison, because when you're, like, in the studio, you have, like, a specific, like, I would say maybe demeanor, or maybe, like, an attitude, sort of, where, like, you're cool, you're composed, but when there's people, you gotta, like, turn up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, it's cool to see artists, like, perform their songs differently.
Yep.
In a way, but also, like, still keep that same demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really cool, for real. But also, at the same time, you are... Was it OC Funk or Fun?
Oui.
Why?
Je suis.
That's very cool. That's very cool. So, is it easier for you to write in English or in French? Because a lot of your songs are in English.
Yes, a lot of my songs are in English. But because, like, je parle français très bien.
What?
Comme très bien, je parle tous les jours français. De toutes mes journées, je parle français. Mais honnêtement, je suis bilingue.
Bilingue.
I was gonna say bilingual, you know?
Bilingual, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, right? So, depuis le primaire, je parle anglais et français. J'ai toujours alterné.
Ouais.
Donc, c'est ça. Donc, moi, j'ai juste préféré tout le temps chanter en anglais. J'écoute que... Là, avant, j'écoutais juste des chanteuses anglophones et non des chanteuses francophones. Mais quand ça tourne vers le rap, Là, je commençais à écrire en français, quand même des beats en français et tout. J'ai un beat en français, mais
ouais?
Trop ghetto pour le montrer, donc.
Oh no, now you told me and I can't have it? Why would you do that? That's selfish. I'm sure it's great.
Moi, j'aime pas trop ça, chanter ghetto ou la rue et tout. Moi, c'est pas ça que j'essaye de mettre en image, right?
Oh, that's correct.
Mais sinon, j'aime juste plus écrire en anglais parce que j'ai plus de l'inspiration, plus d'émotions, tout ça. Mais quand c'est en français, c'est plus compliqué, plus difficile. Faut trouver les rimes, faut trouver le sens de la phrase.
Ouais.
Tu sais, rapper en français, là, ou chanter en français, c'est dur, hein, en passant.
Ouais.
C'est dur, c'est plus compliqué qu'en anglais.
Really?
Yes.
What makes you say that?
Because, like, in French, like in English, right? Il y a des adverbes ou des verbes qui se ressemblent plus, on va dire, ou qui sont plus simples, tu vois. Alors qu'en français, il y a tout un vocabulaire, comme tout un vocabulaire, un sens. Je sais pas, moi à l'école, là, moi j'ai toujours détesté le français, le cours français, là.
Really?
Non, moi c'était œuf de chez œuf, là. Mais je passais, mais comme limite, tu vois.
Ok, ouais, je comprends.
Limite, là. Mais comme sinon, anglais, one shot. I don't even have to study nothing, like
can
95 on
now
my...
Now you flex it. Okay, wow.
I'm telling you, like, not even stressing
my dyslexic
about
ass is feeling bad right now.
But, like, French is kind of hard, and actually, like, I was talking with French artists too, they was telling me, like, even for me that I'm French and I'm writing in French, it's kind of hard for me to write, you know? And I was like, yo, shit. Yo, me, bro, like, if me, I want to write in French, what I'm gonna do? So that's what I'm saying, right? So
I always thought that, like, French raps were, like, kind of easier because, like, yeah, today they verb. Come, you can just finish stuff with, like, do you remember that one French book that you would have in, like, elementary school? Come, what's it called? Le Bicherel. Yo.
You got it.
And, like, you can just write, like, things that just end in ER, like, aimer or araignée.
Exactement.
So I thought, I was like, yo, they have it so easy, man. We have to, like, find the raps, and we have to find the words that rhyme. And I was like, yo, you guys got it so easy. But it's interesting seeing this perspective. I think it's really cool.
But yeah, it's easy, but like it gotta make sense too. You gotta put a flow too on it. Like,
boy, it's
not that easy, you know? You can say like so much words. Yeah, there's a lot of words that end the same.
What?
Like, I agreed about that. But it's hard to actually make sense with it, and people would be like, oh, that's a different song. Like, that's a different, like, kind
that's
of.
That's a bar.
You know what I mean? Like, there's so much French artists in Montreal or in the world. So, like, what, like, why you gotta be different, you know?
Exactly.
You gotta have your own style, your own type of writing, you know? Like, it's hard.
Honestly, I think it's pretty cool because we've had a lot of bilingual people, like on the show. We've had people perform in English, French, Spanish, a lot of Spanish. But yeah, honestly, I think it's really cool that we have such a melting pot of all these different, like languages and cultures. It's so cool to see. Speaking of different genres, we have a new song from Jay's newest EP called Vibeaholic, You and Me. That's what it's called. I'm not getting weird. It's by Jay. So we're gonna play that now, and after we're gonna play more of your songs from Raw Season. You excited?
Yep.
I'm excited.
Too.
You guys excited? Yeah, no one's excited. But except for me and Deli, K, and Shao Mika. Alright. This is You and Me by Jay. Let's run it. Yeah, come on, we are so fun. Yeah, come on, we could party. Yeah, strive for
kiss me. Been through so much, I need love that's steady. I'm tired of psycho, tired of fate. It's not your fault, but my heart still aches. Late night, got me talking to the ceiling. You say you care, but I don't know what you're feeling. This love is raw, and I'm caught in the cross. Wanna give you my all, but I'm scared of the cost. Feel like a cold star, can't find peace. Silence when I broke down on my knees, but still, it's you I dream about at night. Guess pain and love can look alive. It's still you, even when it hurts bad. Even through the silence and the night that we had, I'm ashamed, but blessed at the same time. Going through with you, that was always my love. Cold eyes, hot tears on my phone screen. Thought that you'd see the fire and the space between. I get pieces that I never give before, and still felt like I was asking more. Maybe I was wrong, maybe love enough, but I keep running back, chasing in a rush. You're the calm and the cowl in my soul. Hard to hold on, even harder to let it go. So I'm standing here, heart in two. One part broken, one still choosing you. I know it's heavy, I know it's wrong, but I still take this ride if you're calling it love. Feel like a cold star, can find peace. You were silence when I broke down on my knees, but still, it's you watching my body line. Guess being in love can look alive.
Issues. I won't give anybody access to my life. Not superstitious, but I'm kicking you out if I don't feel a vibe. Getting money, that's my vibe, yeah. Guess it's something about my pride, yeah. Tryna build an empire, yeah. I be locked in if you locked in with me. And we getting money, you my type, yeah. You know where it ends, fine, but don't be tryna hit my line up. Don't be getting online. I keep applying the pressure to pull in the push star. I've been in my prime all summer, I'm coming for all this mine. Stay focused on my grind, I'm coming for all this mine. Talk to me with a smile, no they be talking down. I keep applying the pressure to put in the push start. I've been in my prime all summer, I'm coming for all this mine. Stay focused on my grind, I'm coming for all this mine. Baby, I got no time to listen to all the lies.
Welcome, salutations, and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Grade A Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 a.m. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
Hey, this is Laurence Anne. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
You're 1690, we back at it again. The come up with Deli K. Yo, how are you feeling, Deli K?
I'm feeling more than great.
More than great. You on live on TikTok. What's up, everyone? What's up to everyone live on the TikTok? How y'all feeling? Alright, so Deli K is my favorite part of the show.
Yep.
Where I ask you what the quote of the day is, bro.
Yo, when your producers say repeat it, you gotta repeat it, bro.
Repeat it.
Repeat it.
Run it back.
Run it back.
Run it back. Sometimes you gotta take more than one take, and that's okay.
That's okay.
That's perfectly
He's
fine.
He's doing it for the best.
He's doing it for the best. Hopefully, sometimes they like to set you up. We never know. Alright, so speaking of more music, so what else do you have in the works? What's new? Do you have anything new you can talk about, or you got something secret?
Yeah, I have a show tomorrow, right?
Ooh, that's
yes,
true.
Yes, I'm performing with Bim Boy,
Sauslin,
my brother Black Vin, you know, and some other guys that I don't know. No, Sino, shout out to Sino, though.
I don't know who that is, but shout out to him.
Yo, shout out. He's making good music, bro. Like, I'm not gonna lie. But, yeah, I got a show tomorrow, and it's about to be hard. Pull up, guys. Pull
what
up.
Time does it start at?
It starts at 7 p.m. It's at Montreal, I think. Downtown, maybe. Close to downtown, so it's not gonna be for it.
Okay, sure. Cool. I'm going to be there. It's going to be lit. Going to support Bim Boy. Going to support Deli K. Going to support Sauslin. Sauslin is also going to be on the last song of the year, which we're going to be performing soon. Which
yes.
is going to be very cool. I'm excited. His new single is pretty good. I'm excited. We're going to have him on the show soon. So what can we expect from your live performance tomorrow? What songs? Is this like a secret for your set list? Or
no,
what songs can we
secret,
expect?
But there is a song, actually, I didn't drop yet.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna perform it tomorrow.
A premiere?
Yep.
Oh, okay, a world premiere. That's actually
yep.
really exciting.
So it was mixed by my brother Black Vin, mastered with Zertu, the host of the event. So yeah, and I'm gonna perform We're Season 2 tomorrow.
Ooh.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. I'll be there. I'll be in the crowd just jumping like a lunatic. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm
yeah.
the biggest fan. It's going to be so cool. And do you have any more EPs on the way? Maybe an album?
More an album.
More an album. Ooh, what can you say about that?
Huh?
What can you talk? What can you say about it? Or is it very secret?
It's for sure it's going to be something different.
Something different. Okay.
It's going to be something different. I'm looking more for some more R&B type Ooh. Beat. More like like we said again. Ça ressemblait à quoi déjà? Du house, right?
Come to house music? Okay.
House music, more like relaxing type of vibe for winter, you know?
100%.
Spice it up a little bit.
Spice it up
so,
for winter.
So, we're gonna let the drill beside us for now and do music for my people. That's gonna be more relaxing.
Well, I'm excited. That's gonna be awesome. Is this your first time doing house music?
Yeah, it's gonna be my first time, so I don't know what it's gonna look like yet.
What was the experience? Wait, have you already recorded it?
Not yet.
Ooh, okay. Are you like, what's something that you're looking forward to in exploring a new genre?
Huh?
Like, doing house for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
What's something that you're looking forward to, like, while exploring this new genre?
I mean, I'm looking for something, like, with a lot of vibe.
A lot of vibes.
A lot of vibes, and like you can feel the emotions, the music, the beat through the song, right?
100%.
Something that you can listen in your bed, in your shower, something everywhere. Not for the gym though, but you know what I mean.
That's cool. I mean, you can listen to it in the gym, you're not limited to.
Something like, ooh, in the gym.
That's cool. I like listening to Alicia Keys in the gym. That's cool. You don't know my name. One more rep.
Maybe while doing squats. You don't know
my name. Round and round and round we go. I love Alicia Keys. My biggest regret is never going to see her alive. But I'm excited. Like, what's the album going to be called? What's the album going to be called? Or you haven't settled for a name
I
yet?
I don't know yet. I know, like, I'm going to do some house. I know, like, where I'm going, but, like, I don't know yet. I didn't build it yet, you know?
That's cool.
So maybe after my fit, I will have more information about it, my new album coming soon. But, yeah, more thinking about it, and maybe drop a music video soon, too, maybe on summertime. I don't know. But for now, I'm telling you guys, tomorrow is going to be insane at the show. And it's going to be maybe my last time of the winter.
Last time of the winter? Why?
Maybe because, like, I'm going to focus more on my grind, you know. 100%. And maybe focus on my album, too. So maybe just, like, doing a little pause.
That's cool. Yeah. Sometimes we gotta take a few steps back to advance.
Exactly.
That's really cool. And that's what we're gonna be doing on the show, too. We're gonna take a break for a bit so I can come back stronger. And we're gonna go even further with the show because we've only done this for 6 months. Just imagine what we're gonna do in a year, guys. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be lit. I'm excited because I'm excited to hear more of Deli K music. It's gonna be awesome. And I'm gonna listen to it in the gym, too, because she can't stop me. She's gonna.
In the gym, you don't know the gym.
You don't know my name.
I'm gonna stop with the action.
I've been on a low, I've been taking my time. Who can relate?
Oh, maybe the beat, like, you're 22.
I don't know 200. That one.
No, you don't know. Oh my god.
Alicia Keys?
Huh?
By Alicia Keys?
Hmm? No.
By who? What's it called?
22. I think. I think. No.
By Taylor Swift?
It's a boy. Guys, it's a boy.
By Lil Candy? With Bad Baby?
Yeah, I think it's that.
Is it this? I don't think it is.
I don't.
Okay, I want to listen to this song.
Maybe it's I'm on 22.
I'm on 22? Let's see. I'm on 22. No, this is all I got.
You don't find 22. Yo, guys, help me, bro.
How do you write 22, like, the number, or 22, like, the name? Like, you have to, like, spell it out. 22. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
It's 22 by J-O. J and an O.
22 by J-O?
Yeah,
Put it right now. It's like, you're 22.
I don't see anything. There's 22 Halo.
Yo, you got it right.
I'm trying so hard to find it. What's it called? Let me see. My assistant's coming. Coming clutch. Shout out, Kami. By J-O.
No, J.
Old
Majuscule.
I found it. It's right here. Look.
Yes,
I want. Shout out, Kami. I've never heard this.
Karaoke the song. Now pull up the lyrics and sing with it.
I gotta sing the song. Oh. I don't know the words. I have never heard this.
Yo, this one. Sorry, but I've been listening. In the shower too.
Shout out. This is your go-to shower song?
Literally.
That's cool. I respect that. I like it.
Oh, if I make the come up dance like that, bro.
Yo.
It's because the song is good. It's good, bro. It's good.
Why do you think they call me the white boy with sauce, bro? I got all the dance.
It's doing the little move.
Yeah. I like this. I'm gonna add this on my playlist, actually. This is kind of lit. If you can make music like this, bro, I'll listen to this every day.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah?
It's not gonna look like that, but it's gonna be maybe better, you know.
Maybe better. Okay, you got confidence, mighty confidence. But you know what?
I'm confident.
I think you got it. I think you definitely got it. I think everyone in the room understands you got the confidence for it. And I like that. Oh man, so I've never heard of this guy. Is he new? J-O.
I don't think so. I just think he popped really late. Really late. I don't know. I knew him because of this song, actually.
Okay, yeah. So this song came out when? It came out like recent, no?
Yep. Recently, yep.
Okay, I'm gonna check out more of his music. Shout out to J.O. I wish he was more upcoming so I can have him on the show so I can take all the spotlight for myself. No, I'm joking. No, that's pretty lit. No, shout out to J.O. I know he's not listening, but who cares? He's not gonna stop me. But anyways, man. I'm excited to hear more from Deli K in the future. We didn't talk. But where's the live performances for tomorrow going to be at? Where's the place anyway?
It's going to be at HQ, actually.
HQ? Wait, where's that?
It's going to be at HQ. It's going to be your first time going there, right?
I have no. Where? Maybe I've been. Which street is it on?
You can tap HQ on IG. You'll find everything.
Oh my god. Okay, we got a... Okay, so HQ... Oh, I'm typing it up, but all I see is Hydro Quebec.
Huh? No, it's not there.
Y'all are getting lit, but like the lit's power-wise, but...
On IG?
Well, I just typed it. HQ MTO.
Boy, you did it.
I looked it up on Google Maps. Headquarters.
Genesis Studio.
Oh, Genesis Studio.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why he was like, yo, I won't push it.
So, yo, pop up to Genesis Studio. Is it a free event or is like it's pay tickets? I think it's a pay ticket event, no?
Yeah, you can pay it online or at the door.
Ooh, okay.
It's okay too, don't worry. It's $10 the entry, it's nothing, you know. Like, I don't think they will be like, oh, you didn't pay your ticket, you know.
$10? Are you kidding me? I don't want to pay this. You guys are taking me for all my money. I worked hard for this $10. Could have spent it on a hot chocolate or something.
Yo, literally, you cannot even buy something with $10 anymore.
Low key, for real.
Even a McDonald's, bro, you cannot even buy, bro, like with $10.
Facts, bro. We went to McDonald's before, it was like $20.
Yo, even like a fry, bro, like a fries could be like maybe like $6.
I prepare why. I mean, it depends which one, which like the big fries or like medium fries. I think the
medium, right? The medium is like $6, no?
The medium. But yeah, look. No, I think it's the big fries are $6.
Yeah. Really?
Why? I like the big fries too, though, so they are $6.
See? But like...
What'd you call me, Clary? Clara called me a fat ass.
Before you had like... You have like the junior au play and like... In trio, you know,
why?
Like, and a lot of stuff, like, for free, the drinks, you can have it for free, or
for
maybe,
free?
Like, water, you can have what?
What McDonald's are you going to?
Just ask the guy. Ask the guy, bro, I want water, he would give you a cup for free. But now?
Where is this McDonald's? This sounds amazing.
Forget about it now, bro. Even the water, you gotta pay it, bro.
Well, yeah.
The water.
Oh,
he's gonna tell you, buy the fucking cup, bro.
Oh, we're almost out of time. We gotta. Oh, I gotta go find this McDonald's after this. This is amazing.
LeBron.
Deli K, thank you so much for coming to the show. Thank you for being our last guest of the show for the year. We're not ending anytime soon. Don't worry, guys. Right. But we're happy to have you, and a happy New Year and a Merry Christmas to everyone. Listening, we're so grateful to every single one of you, and just know in the new year we're going to be coming back harder, stronger, and even better, because we're going to be insane and nothing's going to be able to stop us. And we're going to be listening to new Deli K music in the gym. No one's going to stop me. Without further ado, we have new Sauslin, Humble. Check it out, guys. 1690, the come up. Let's get it.
Like this. Once you get some money, watch your pass this way. Don't take a pass to someone you want to trade persons with. You and my brother, so I'm taking that risk. Keep going out to my team, get rich. Hold up, wait, let me talk my shit. Been doing this since I was a jet. Talk on my back, you ain't that slick. I can't talk shit and I don't got a diss. Watch us all day hoping I get a hit. Just getting started so I cannot quit. Real nigga up there, no, I'm legit. Yeah, I got the sauce, you can tell by the fit.
You know I'm sick, baby. Always smoking on them big yetis. Always keeping that switch ready. Don't fuck with me cause I aim steady. I keep up late like a night. You'll never see me alive. I don't do bad, I'm alright. You should keep me on your sides. Watch out, you know we never gonna sell out. Sasa, now we bout to fly out. Drop out, you bout to feel the damn fall out. Locked out, Sasa, now we bout to smoke out. We be driving fast through the fast lane. Never coming last for the long game. We be for the crowd, not the damn fame. Looking at your ass is a damn shame. Driven by ego, you just look insane. Never gonna leave any space for some change. You see young crew coming out from these flames. Sasa, now we ain't like none of these lames.
Kingdom come.